You're listening to the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. All right, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas of all ages, all rock and roll fans out there, you are with the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. You can find us on the web at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Check back often for more great podcasts like this one. Right now, we are live. For those of you who are joining us live, we are live on Facebook. Sitting next to me is Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio.
What's up, guys?
And way off, you're here in the corner. The man in the black t-shirt, Mr. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. What's up, Mr. Keith the Hawk?
Hey, what's up? Can anybody see me?
No.
Let me say hello to my fans out there.
Say hello to your fans out there.
Hello.
All right, Keith and his fans. How many fans do you have, Keith?
I'm up to six.
You're up to six? All right.
That's good stuff.
All right. Okay, today's topic is... five bands. We're going to try to narrow it down to five, but I think we're probably each going to pick five.
That's probably very true.
Bands that just quit too soon. You know, some bands, like, they go, like, not every band is like the Rolling Stones or U2 that just keeps putting out album after album after album after album, year after year after year. There's been a lot of bands that were just freaking awesome that just poof, they were like a splash, and they're never done. We're done. That's it. Well, that's all we're doing. That's all you get. Too bad. You know, so we're going to talk about those bands. You guys think about the ones you really loved, and we're going to think about the ones we really loved, and we're going to come back and talk about it. But this is a band that I caught last week. They opened for Dokken over here in Pittsburgh at Jurgles, and they're a cool band. It's called Red Rain, and this is a track called Not That Way, Red Rain on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. All right.
There's something to be said for the way you look at me. How you cut your eyes and then
hey, man, I thought that was absolutely killer. It's a band from Virginia that I just really discovered at the Dawkins show this week, or last week.
Yeah.
And they're called Red Rain. And let's go ahead and give Red Rain their due here. You want to go to redrainband.com. And that is R-E-I-G-H-N, not like rain.
No, 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 you spelled it wrong.
R-E-I-G, and it's not R-E-I-G-H-N?
There's no H in there, sweetie.
R-E-I-G-N, sorry. R-E-I-G-N. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Why is my background music not playing?
I don't know. There it is.
There we are. Oh, this day has just been crazy. Okay. All
but
right.
It's
so we're here.
Fun.
We got Chris Thunderwolf Dodson. We've got, who else we got here? Bob who? Bob,
like
Cook?
Bob Cook.
Bob Cook. And who else is in there?
I saw Jason Pinkney.
Jason, Bob, Chris, what's going on, guys? Rob, what's happening? You guys ready to rock and roll? All right, we are talking about bands that just, you know, they should have. It's just a damn shame. It's a damn shame about these bands.
Oh my God!
Right, Keith? It's a damn shame.
I hear you, and you can preach on because I don't know what some of these bands just lost their freaking minds because they were great. And all of a sudden, they went from great to ain't. So it's just,
the great,
I don't know what happened there.
The great to the ain't. I love it. So let's go ahead, Keith. Since you're all hot to trot down there in Nara. Keith the Hawk Hawkins. Hey, Keith, when are you going to get a website, buddy?
I'm working on it, man. It's going to be up and running pretty soon.
Because we're plugging.
I got a gig, though, down here.
I got a gig. You got a gig? What are you gigging? What are you doing?
Can I plug? I'm playing a funeral Saturday.
Oh, God. So
that should be something interesting there. That's how they roll in New Orleans. I thought I was, you know, I was looking for like maybe a top 40 thing, but I was approached and I'm playing a funeral.
So this is Saturday. A real thing. So
you're doing instead of a top 40, you're doing the six under. Thanks.
That's pretty much how that goes. Yeah. So I'm still looking for top 40, but at this point Saturday I'm playing for the six under. So that's what I'll be doing Saturday morning.
That's interesting.
But if you want to talk about bands that just didn't last long enough, is that what we're trying to do here?
No, that's not what we're trying to do. That's what we're doing.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
That's what we're actually doing. We're not trying to do that. We're doing that.
This band, if I'm starting it off, can I start it off, please?
Yeah, we're waiting for you. That's why we're talking.
Okay. This band, when I was doing my little research, I didn't see this band on hardly anybody's list, and I don't understand why. Cream. Cream is just the cream of the freaking crop. This was a super group. Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Jack friggin' Bruce on the bass. I mean, a killer power trio, and they released, what, two albums and maybe a live album?
Three.
They just didn't really last that long, and our egos killed them, and unfortunately, we didn't get any more Cream. But, you know, that band was probably going to give us some great thing, but they just couldn't get along. I guess it was Baker and Bruce, I understand. But
Eric Clapton was like, what happened was he became friends with Delaney and Bonnie and heard what like groups like The Band were doing. And he just kind of felt that what Cream was doing was kind of like Dinosaur. Like its time was like had run out. And I mean, because, you know, Cream, the Jimi Hendrix Experience, you know, that whole sort of like blues rock power trio thing was big. But Clapton, it felt like it had kind of fizzled out. I want to piggyback off of what you said, Keith, and I want to mention another band that did even less, but I thought were a great band, and that was Blind Faith.
I was going to say that about that. Some of these bands spawn other bands, and that Blind Faith pretty much had one record and they were done.
It's a great record, and it is really powerful with Stevie Winwood in there.
It was great. Yeah,
it's fantastic songs. Presence of the Lord, you know, just some great stuff. Lily, we got Lily V6 in the house from Rock Rage Radio, and it would be a shame to do a podcast and not let Lily kind of chime in. So, Lily, what do you got for us, girlfriend?
I'm going to go a little punk here with The Clash.
Only band that matters.
It's the only band that matters, obviously. But, you know, after Topper's drug use, they kicked him out of the band, and they really just couldn't keep the band together after that, and I really think they could have pushed that at least a little further than what they did.
Well, what do you guys feel about, now this is a band that really only had one record.
Yeah.
What do you guys think about the Sex Pistols? I mean, I'm not a big fan of them, but they really fizzled out fast. I mean, it was like the next big thing, and then like, it was like gone.
I just think that was a whole bunch of chaos with them, though.
Yeah, there was a lot of chaos.
I don't think they would have lasted much longer.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. You know what the thing about them is, you know, the correct answer on that one, Lou, is who gives a shit?
All right. There it is.
All right. Well, I mean, I'm just putting it out there because it was a band that was like, yeah. In many ways, though, Keith, I mean, I'm not a big Sex Pistols fan either, but I did like, I appreciated the sort of like revolutionary kind of thing that they brought. They kind of, they stirred the pot like in a big way for like 3 months. You know what I mean? Like it burst out and then it was gone. But it kind of did bring sort of like, you know what I mean? He kind of brought that music to the forefront in a way. The Clash was a way better band. You know what I mean? But, we lost Keith.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Call back, Keith. Oh, Keith's back. You there?
Yeah, sorry. I had a little something happen.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not here. So we're not preaching about the Sex Pistols. Let's move on. Lily, why don't you pick the Clash?
Yeah.
Who else would you say?
I'm also going to go with Velvet Revolver.
It's on my list.
Okay, supergroup mostly, GNR, but also Weiland and Kushner of Wasted Youth. Weiland passed away. But before that, he had gone back with STP and McKagan and Slash went back to GNR.
Kelly Robbins, so, my old podcast wheat partner from the Positively Pittsburgh Live. How you doing? Get in touch. Would I like to go have a beer with you? I thought Velvet Revolver was a great band.
I saw them live.
I really thought that, like, they really could have, if they would have stuck together, I thought they could have blown away Guns N' Roses.
I agree.
I thought they could have been an amazing act. But it's that heroin, Keith. You know what I'm saying, buddy? You know about that heroin, right? The H, the horse.
I don't know nothing about that heroin. My arms are cool, man. But I've seen this probably. Did you see the show down at Icy Light Amphitheater? I've seen that one. Is that what you're talking about?
I think all three of us were at that
show. I was at that show.
Yeah. I keep on running into more people. Are like, I was at that show, too. I was at that show. Like, we were all there.
The thing I remember about that show is I couldn't hear for 2 days after that freaking show.
I loved how he came out, man, in full costume and starts losing the clothes.
He's a great front man.
And then by the end, he's like in the leather pants, no shoes, no shirt, nothing, and he's just like a sweaty, disgusting mess. Mm. And that's rock and roll. But he sounded good. Like they did some Guns N' Roses, and he nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah, you know? he was a great front man, and I think he was probably one of the past shows we did, like great front man that just, you know, maybe didn't last long enough, maybe himself, but I mean, it's just, you know, he had several bands, and he was killer, and the band was, you know, solid, man, so, I mean, that's one I really didn't have on my list, I didn't really think of it, but I mean, that's definitely a cool pick, though.
I want to give a shout-out to Dan Katora, for Dan is a big supporter of indie bands, especially local bands. We see him at a lot of shows, taking photos. Dan, it's good to see you, thank you. I don't think you've ever chimed in on the podcast before. So thank you very much, Keith. Sorry. Sometimes when guys, don't take us the wrong way, when I see somebody on there, if you see somebody on there and you want to give a shout out, it's all about the audience. So don't be afraid to, you know, give a shout out. But yes, Keith, who else did you have, buddy? Lily named a couple. What do you got, brother?
I got one unfortunately was at the height of their career and just didn't go any further and had a lot of talent and they maybe blazed the path for like that sort of genre. Maybe they would have fizzled out later, but Rage Against the Machine didn't last that long, man. They were
that was on my list.
Really? I seem to remember them having a lot of records. How many records do they have?
I think they had 3 studio records, to be honest with you, and one actually was a covers record, so
which
if you want to call them 4. But
I love that record. Do you know that record?
What, the Renegades record?
Yes, with the covers?
Yeah.
That is just like, don't take away anything from their original riffs, but what they did was they took some of these songs like Maggie's Farm by Dylan and they completely threw it out made their own thing. Essentially, they just took the words, you know what I mean, and made a cool song, a cool heavy rock song out of it. I mean, that's what they did on all those songs. But there are some amazing, it's them kind of in many ways that they're, it's just vicious. Like reinterpretation. I mean, The Ghost of Tom Joad by Springsteen. It's just like amazing what they do.
I love Zach's voice. Like, just, I just love it. He was on my list, or they were on my list too.
So Rage Against the Machine's on your list?
Mm.
I'm gonna jump in with one too that they only did three records, I believe, and that's Audioslave. I know we all miss Rage Against the Machine, but I thought that it was a very cool thing. What I kind of felt bad about Audioslave was they were best when they were really a hard rocking band, and when they tried to do ballads and stuff, I think that it didn't quite translate as well. But when they played those killer riffs like Gasoline and Chris Cornell is belting it out, I mean, in many ways it's as good as like some of the heavy Led Zeppelin riff oriented stuff. It has that, you know, that high screaming lead vocal with those killer blues bass riffs, and I just can't not get enough of it.
I thought songs like a Stone were cool though. I mean, they weren't real heavy, but I mean, Chris Cornell was a great vocalist. I mean, they could pull it off, but like I said, I think I agree with they were at their best when they were, you know, just, you know, show me how to live, stuff like that. That stuff is just killing.
I mean, that's just like
Code Cheese, you know, all those songs. Yeah,
great riffs. So what else you got there, Lily V6?
I have Blind Melon on my list.
It's the Shannon Hoon Blind Melon though, right?
Yes, Shannon Hoon Blind Melon. I know there's a Blind Melon out there now. I'm sorry, that's not real to me.
Blind Lemon Jefferson.
Yes, Shannon Hoon. Unfortunately, he decided to do too much cocaine and, you know, die. So I did love their like bluesy kind of rock sound though. I really feel like if he hadn't passed away, that they probably would have blown up a little better. So I don't know.
I thought though, have you ever heard the whole record?
Yes. I used to own it.
Yeah, because it's like that No Rain. That was a great pop
that's
tune.
That's the song that everybody knows.
But there's a lot of cool, like, bluesy, funky type stuff on it. Have you ever heard that record, Keith?
Yeah, but have you heard the record after that called Soup?
No.
I mean, it's like almost Black Crowes, bluesy, funky. Yeah. I actually got to see Shannon Hoon and with Blind Melon open for Neil Young, and they were incredible, and it's just so unfortunately he never really kicked that, you know, the bad habit, we'll call it. I mean, remember him, he was singing on the rooftop with Axl Rose on Don't Cry in Guns N' Roses.
Michael Morgan!
That band could have been huge. They were a little bit, their sound wasn't really, you know, adapted to the No Rain thing. They were sort of like more of a funky blues band just, you know, that No Rain thing got kind of thrown in. But if you listen to their albums after that, they were like definitely, and maybe didn't have the hit power, but they had some cool funky songs on there, and I think that they probably could have went on to bigger and better things, and probably, who knows, could have still been doing it, but we never will know.
You saw him live. How is he as a frontman?
What's that?
How was he as a frontman? You saw him live. Like, was he like all over the place?
He was good. I think he missed some cues on some lyrics sometime. He's probably just, you know, annihilated.
Probably
on some, there was a funny story out there about whether this is true or not. He didn't do this when I seen him, but I was pretty close. I think I was in the third row. There was a story going around where he urinated on a crowd. I don't know if that's really true or not, but
probably
he had some moments where he you know, did the whole rock star thing with
George Richard. Hold on, George Richardson and chimed in with Dangerous Toys.
Hey, George.
Bob Cook says Jane's Addiction, and George Richardson also says Driving and Crying. Fly Me Courageous by I remember that. It just came to me.
George is a good friend of mine. Hi, George.
here's one, guys, that a band that I really thought was a very cool band, and yes, they kind of came back, but I don't think that they had a sound of a brief splash. And that's the Spin Doctors.
Ooh,
that was very cool.
Oh, now you're going. That's like, you're going, good stuff. Yeah, that's.
I mean,
they're good.
They're a good band, and they kind of like had this couple records. And I know they got back together and all that, but I'm talking about like, you know, that continuation, just putting out. You know, they're kind of on tour as a kind of like one of those like heritage kind of acts.
I'm totally okay with that band being on the list.
You know, but I would definitely put the Spin Doctors on the list. Lily V6, what you got, girl?
Well, I'm probably gonna get yelled at for all of these ones, but I have The Doors on there
because we yell at you all the time.
This one does.
Actually, The Doors is on my list.
This one does. I'm having a name.
Keith yells at me.
Pay no attention to the man on the computer screen.
Can't see him anyway. I can't even see me.
Okay,
can today. Actually,
okay, we're gonna come back and talk about The Doors in a minute.
Cool.
We gotta play Tesseract. This is Tesseract's new album, Sonder, is not out yet, but they've got a couple singles on iTunes. And I was talking to their publicist today, and she's like, could you play King? I'm like, yes. Tesseract, King on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. Keith, check this riff out. I think you're going to think this is pretty badass, dude.
I got to pee.
That's a band called Tesseract. And I think it's very cool, progressive. Keith and I were talking during while the track was playing, kind of like a more sort of modern sounding Dream Theater kind of vibe with the whole progressive thing going on. You want to go to tesseractband.co.uk and you can get more information about those guys. Tesseract on the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus. We are talking.
That's awesome, man.
We're having a lively discussion about bands that, you know, we just felt like quit too soon. And some of the people that were, which you guys don't know, you guys were just listening to stream it or download it. We were doing this live. And so we got a lot on Facebook. So we got a lot of people on Facebook like chiming in. So if you hear me interrupt Lily or Keith, it's not because I'm being a jerk, even though I am. It's that we're trying to talk to the fans as well. So some people chimed in with some bands that I think none of us really thought about, like Stabbing Westward and Chevelle.
Presidents.
Presidents of the... What do you think about this one, Keith? Presidents of the United States of America. You know that band?
What else? They done? I don't even know if they're done. I mean, that's, you know...
Well, I mean, they put out... They had the
one that everyone... I mean,
Lump and all those songs.
They had Lump and Kitty and Peaches.
Peaches, you know.
And, one word,
but
home.
That you know, but I you know, they had five strings in the whole band, and they made such.
They did, and the guy played a very small kit with a slide cymbal.
But they made a big noise. You know, I mean, they were pretty. They were kind of heavy for what they did. Yeah.
You ever heard their version of "Video Killed the Radio Star"?
Oh no, I got to check that out.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah, they did a cool version of that.
Well, that's cool.
I didn't know they were like really disbanded. I just didn't know. I thought they just kind of, you know, did their thing, and maybe they're playing state fairs or something.
Well, I think that's what Spin Doctors are doing now. But I mean, what happened? What a lot of people don't know about the Spin Doctors is the vocalist, and I do not know his name. If somebody knows, let me know. He lost his voice.
Yeah,
he did.
In fact, it was really tragic. He was in an airport and lost his voice, and he could not. He literally could not speak. He was trying to tell people like what he needed. And he had to write it down. He said it was really terrible. But literally, his vocal cords became paralyzed for a while.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, so, but he eventually healed and was able to sing again. But I thought that was a great band. Who wants to chime in next? Because I got one. First of all, we're talking about the Doors.
Yeah, that was my last pick.
Let's go back to the Doors because I think that they intended to do more.
Oh, absolutely.
You know,
they did.
But Jim, you know, had an unfortunate, you know, alcohol thing that happened.
Yeah, they actually tried to move on without him for a little while, and it just was not working out.
He was the Doors. I mean, Ray Manzarek and John Densmore is a very interesting drummer. He's a jazz drummer.
Yeah.
And Robbie Krieger is a flamenco guitarist. So they had a very cool sort of, I know it's not one of Keith's favorite bands.
Let's not talk about it. It's not about me on this.
I know, let's talk about it a little bit. I know they're not one of you, but we have talked about Densmore. I mean, you kind of respect him as a drummer, right?
I think he's cool. I mean, I liked some of the stuff they did later on with Stuart Copeland. I thought was awesome. He fit their vibe a little bit away after, obviously, Morse. I did like John Densmore. I think he had a very strict style. When he wanted to make a drum part, he was very strict in what he did. He knew, like, obviously, how to blend things together, like with the jazz, the rock. He was talking about Latin beats one time, you know. So he knew, like, you know, different styles.
Nerd.
I think he knew how to mesh with the band.
Nerd.
It was cool that
Nerd.
They had a...
Nerd.
You know,
nerd.
What's going on here, man?
He's calling you a nerd.
We drifted... Sorry, everybody listening. We drifted into drum nerd time for a second, but we're back now.
We can jerk off to a freaking guitar solo.
Of course.
We can't even talk about drumming for 5 seconds.
This is how fun it is being between two musicians, guys, right here.
Oh, God. I thought it was a great band, and I'm probably one of those people that wish the Doors would have continued through the 70s and done more.
I think they could have. I really do.
But without Jim Morrison,
Jim went insane,
man.
What
a great poet. Like, I mean, I mean, we could do a whole... I
love how he could just go on and on and on.
We'll do a whole podcast on the Doors whenever Keith is out with the flu or something.
I could talk about the Doors all day if you want to. They have good songs.
You ain't the Doors. We talked about this before. You want to throw
the doors all you want.
You want to throw the doors out the window.
No.
Okay. So let's pick another. I'm going to say another band that I know Keith's going to hate.
Oh, good.
And probably Lily, too.
But what is this, my birthday? Why are you effing with me all night, man?
But
it's only because we love you.
But I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people will agree with me. And that is the band Sublime.
I agree.
I mean, they had this brief, and the songs are super catchy and super fun. And then the guy did heroin, and that was the end of it.
This is like a trend.
It's freaking heroin. What's with the heroin?
The goddamn world, man. You know, what are you going to do?
Heroin.
I think damn heroin.
You know what? I tell you what. I'm going to just start doing heroin tonight.
No, you're not going
to
do that.
There's a lot of heroin in Gettysburg. You can get some.
No. Yes. No. I said no.
Lily, you can get heroin right now.
No.
I can call up somebody right now.
No.
I will not be watching that. Trust me.
What? This is Ludini Shoot Up Metal Circus.
Just give me beer.
Oh, God. We're just having fun. Look, I know there's some drug references tonight. I apologize for anybody who's offended. I don't really apologize, but I say I apologize because that's politically correct. But we're not doing heroin, I promise.
No.
So, Sublime.
If we are, put your kids to bed because this is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. Man, it plays off the hook tonight. Okay.
Lily Altman might be watching right now. You're scarring that kid for life.
Lily is chomping at the bit to say something.
I know why you always... Why do you always say that?
I can see it.
You can see it.
It's happening right back here.
Right there.
You guys are just... See, the problem is everybody's too busy looking at Lily's boobs. And those of you who are just listening, see, this is the problem. You're missing out. This is why you need to tune in live. Anyway, so Lily's got another buddy.
We've done my five, but I have some honorable mentions.
Honorable mentions.
I have the Velvet Underground.
One of the worst bands. Oh,
they're bad.
They're terrible.
I already know they're bad. But that's because...
That band sucks all along.
Sucks.
anything with Lou Reed in it just doesn't do it for anything.
I chose them because I like Andy Warhol.
But, I think... I disagree with you, Keith. I think Lou Reed is a poet. Listen to me.
No, he's not.
Like Leonard Cohen, like those guys, like Bob Dylan, does not have a great singing voice. But he... At all. But the Velvet Underground was Lou Reed at his worst.
I really feel like if maybe Andy Warhol wasn't involved, they might have been okay. I'm just saying.
Lou Reed made Metallica sound bad. They don't need any help, trust me.
Oh, my God.
Okay, wait a minute. What about Belly?
I don't even really know that band at all.
And George Richardson said Sammy Hagar before Van Halen. I don't know if we can put that one in.
I don't think we can count that. He still does things.
I think you're kind of cheating there.
I'm going to go with the creme de la creme. Is it my turn yet?
Yeah, go on.
We don't want to hear what you... Go ahead. No, seriously. How about Velvet Re-Undergrounder?
This is the one that nobody seems to want to put on their list, but I will. And this is one of the greatest bands of all time that just disbanded in their friggin' prime. The Police. Anybody ever hear of them? This band was amazing. And when they released Synchronicity, I think they're probably, fifth studio album? They shut it down. It's done.
I disagree. I think they shut it down at the exact right time.
No, get the hell out of here. It was their biggest selling album.
Get the hell out of here.
No, I disagree. They shut it down.
Oh,
they
God.
Did not want to become...
They
did not want to become a caricature of themselves, like U2 kind of became.
Those guys were so freaking talented that they could just keep on going.
Well, anyway, I'm interrupting you guys real quick.
Egos destroyed that band.
Here it is. Tim Johnson, Four Non-Blondes. I don't disagree with that one.
Linda Perry's a really good songwriter, and she don't need Four Non-Blondes.
Right.
Wow.
Everybody's yelling at me. See, this is what I'm talking about.
I love Four Non-Blondes.
That was Linda Perry. Come on. She can write songs all day, and she don't need three other hacks around her. She can put anybody in her.
How about Steve Perry?
He's a badass, though.
Yeah. Should have been gone. Okay, anyway, so you guys got some more? What do you got? What do you got? Keith, you got some more? Keith's got a lot to say.
I got one. I'm going to go outside the box here a little bit, and it's more my personal pick.
It scares me.
That one album is done. Another supergroup is called Oysterhead. They should have made another album.
On the thing here mentioned that, and I liked Oysterhead. I thought it was a cool band.
It was an amazing record, and it sounded like all three bands, like they did. It sounded like Primus. It sounded like Fish. It sounded like the Police. It was a complete melting pot of all three of those bands, a very nice collective. It didn't go one way or the other, and they just never made a second album. I think they talked about it, but it just never came out. And that band was one and done, and that's unfortunate because that was very cool record.
I'm going to name a band that had a very illustrious career, and I think Keith, I think you and I are going to agree on this one. Rush. Rush.
I knew that was going to be there tonight.
What the hell are you talking about?
I don't want them to be. I don't want them to stop. I know, but it's breaking my heart. It's killing me. Like, the fact that they're not making music is just like, just busting me up, dude. It's so sad. It's so sad.
It does suck.
I know Neil Peart has got physical issues and he's having a hard time drumming and stuff, but still, man, it's just, I wish they could do something. Even if they didn't tour, you know, even if they just were like Steely Dan and just made records, you know.
Right, are you two done crying now? That's exactly right. Why I didn't put it on my list, because I knew one of you would.
We're going to, Chris Thunderwolf Dodson mentioned somebody. I'm sorry, Chris, you mentioned somebody in, Limp Bizkit. He mentioned Limp Bizkit. Lily just made the greatest face ever.
I have nothing to say. Let's just keep it there.
Oh, here we go. She's being tough on people. Lily, way to go. Way to go.
We're having so much fun. This is the greatest plot.
I can't.
Look, if you haven't already...
What do you mean? Fred Durst is so talented.
You need to go back to the bathroom and get yourself another glass of wine.
And he makes wine in the tub.
Maybe he does.
That's what they do in Lord.
I don't blame him.
I made one time in prison, I made beer out of the toilet.
Hot.
I mean, Fred Durst, Fred Dunst, what's his name? Durst. He married Kristen Durst. What's his name again? Anyways, Fred Durst and his girlfriend, Brittany Dunst, they had a whole thing at the MTV Music Awards. Remember that?
I've blocked it.
Okay. If it was unimportant, we would have.
It was completely unimportant. It was like music business drama. Anyways, I know they're really cheesy. I admit this is we did a Guilty Pleasures podcast like 3 years ago.
Oh, we should do that again.
Another one. Because honestly, dude, Break Stuff,
Get Out of Here,
and those songs, I just, when they come on the radio, I can't help it. I think they're fun. I don't think it's a great band.
This is now the Lily Rock and Roll Circus.
Honestly, I think it's no allowed. Fred Durst is an effing joke.
Thank
you. He can't rap, he can't sing, he can't do nothing, but John Otto is a pretty good drummer. The guitar player was cool, and the bass player were good. The band itself was I think, decent players. Fred Durst was a freaking joke.
Nerdity nerd.
Sorry. Keith, I'm on your side on this one, buddy.
And if I ever see Fred Durst in the alley, I'm going to kick his ass.
I'm going to punch him right in the throat.
Why do you hate Fred Durst so much?
Punch right in the larynx.
I can't even say it. It's just, that's how bad it is.
Wow.
Next time I see Fred Durst, I'm going to punch him in the uterus.
Nice. I'll hold him down.
Okay, wait a minute. Tim Johnson. Tim, we need to go have a beer. Tim Johnson said, what about Outkast?
I want a beer.
What about who?
Outkast. Oh, wait a minute.
That's a good one, man.
I'm sorry, Keith. I mean, Outkast.
Oh, my God.
No, that's good.
Actually, that's a good pick.
If we're going to go into, I was trying to keep it rock, but if you're going to go there, that's cool. Because they did have like a lot of, like, they had a cool vibe to them. And so did Tribe Called Quest. They used a lot of jazz stuff. But Tribe Called Quest was, no, they're cool, bro. No, stick it up your bald-headed ass, man. Seriously. Tribe was cool.
What did Chris say?
Don't have me on that one. There's some good hip hop out there, trust me.
Chris said, Lily, you're fired.
You're not my boss.
You ain't the boss of me.
Who said that?
Chris Thunderwolf Dodson said, Lily,
you're fired. I'm going to block you.
You've been blocked, biatch. We're having way too much fun.
It's not my fault you picked a bad group.
Outkast. They were cool too. So.
Outkast is good. I agree with that.
Okay, so we all picked our favorites. It was probably like, instead of five, it was probably 35.
Usually.
Guys, this was a super fun podcast. Let's switch the thing a little wee bit. Let's talk about some kind of interesting stuff that happened. Keith, you're playing a funeral. Anything other, like you've seen any cool movies, read a cool book, anything this week you want to like tell our friends in the audience about?
I've seen a couple movies over the week, and they were all up for like Oscars, and I wanted to give them a try. I've seen Darkest Hour with Gary Oldman. I thought that was pretty good.
He plays Churchill?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Is it good? I didn't know. Yeah. Okay, cool.
What was amazing to me was how much Churchill liked the party, but that's a whole other thing. I seen a movie called Lady Bird, which was like pretty decent. It has like a very like kind of hipster, youngster kind of vibe to it. And those are the two movies I've seen. Oh, I've seen I, Tonya. So I've been watching a lot of movies lately. That was cool. It had some good acting in it and stuff. But and then I might go see a Led Zeppelin tribute band on Wednesday. But after looking at them on YouTube, it was just kind of.
What are they called, Keith?
They're called Mothership. They're from New Orleans.
All right. Because Les Zeppelin is coming to Jurgles in November. I might go check them out.
They're really good. You'll like them.
I love Zeppelella. Like I think that's a great band. I haven't seen them yet. I haven't heard Les Zeppelin yet. I wanted to mention that I caught up on some movies that had been out in the theater. And I know, Keith, you won't like any of these. But
I get a bone here.
But I will name one. I will recommend one to you at the end. But I did check out Ragnarok. It's probably the funniest Marvel movie, next to the one about the guy that shrinks down real small, Ant-Man. But anyways, it's good. It's well done. There's some cool cameos. Jeff Goldblum and Matt Damon. It's fun. And I watched Justice League only because of Gal Gadot. Is that her name?
Yes.
Wonder Woman. And she's stunning. That woman, like, you want everybody to get off the screen, and you just want to look. It's not a sex thing. There's something captivating about her. She should run for president. Yeah. Anyways, Keith, have you ever seen a movie from the 90s called Dark City?
No, but when you go watch those Marvel movies and stuff, is it cool or is it like a drag that you're the only adult in the whole theater?
No, I watched it on Amazon, so I was at home. But have you ever seen Dark Cities from the 90s?
Nah.
I got it on Blu-ray. There's a director's cut version out. Kiefer Sutherland, Rufus Sewell, Jennifer Connelly, John Hurt.
Ooh, I like her.
It's a cool film, very dark. It's a year before The Matrix came out, and it explores the similar kind of themes. Very cool, very dark, hence the name Dark City. I would recommend if you like that sort of like indie, darkish kind of thing, you should check it out. So, Lily, what about you? Anything going on with you?
I do not watch any good movies this weekend or anything because, you know, I don't really have time.
Because you actually go out and have a life.
I go out and have a life. I traveled to Teaneck, New Jersey to go see Lynch Mob for St. Paddy's Day. Freaking awesome. I actually had no idea that he was still that awesome, and he like totally blew me away. But I also met a couple other bands too, like Incognito Theory. We need to look them up sometime. Pretty awesome. I'm gonna have them on my show. But it was a fun trip, and hung out with Tony from Silk Nine and his wife Dana. Very lovely person to hang out with.
Tony's a great guy.
Tony's awesome, but his wife's fantastic too. That was my weekend. So no movies. I watched Frasier to get to sleep at night, so that's the last thing I watched.
I like this song by Lynch Mob.
Robert Mason was the lead singer on Lynch Mob on Saturday. He was the lead singer for the current Warrant.
Oh, cool. But I like this song because it's like rock and roll heavy, but it's got a cool horn section. Do you know this song, Keith?
I do not.
Yeah, I like this one.
It's a cool jam. It's a cool chord progression there. If you guys don't know Lynch Mob, you should check him out. He's also, George Lynch is also in a band with guys from Fishbone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And he's in a band with Doug Penick from King's X.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's Rat Pack Records. They tend to take all the artists and say,
Mash them together.
Yeah, no, you're going to form a band. I don't care what it is, but make it happen.
And so, it works, apparently.
All right, guys. All right, so it's been some cool stuff tonight. I think we've got one more band to play. Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Hold up.
How do you say, what's your name again, Lily? Lily taught me how to say this band's name, so I'm going to let you announce them.
Oh, you're going to make me do it.
Well, you're the professional DJ out of all three of us. You're the only one who has an actual radio station. So go ahead, hit it, Lily.
Amaranth.
That's not...
Oh, what else? Introducing Amaranth with Maximize.
Huh? You got that?
All right, we're back. Sorry, we were drinking alcohol and not paying attention. We were like having problems. Keith made me do heroin again. Keith.
Again, I told you not to mess with that stuff.
I don't mess with that stuff.
Lord, that's good. Jesus.
Beer.
Anyways, Keith said that there's a whole bunch that we missed. So, like, I'm ready, Keith. Beat me, Daddy, 8 to the bar.
Ready?
I'm ready, baby. Hit me.
White Stripes, you ever hear of them?
Oh, I like that band. I know you hate them, but I like that band.
I really am surprised.
I hate them.
That.
I just don't. I think they didn't really. I know Jack White's multi-talented. He has like 800 other bands, but actually, that lineup with the two-person band as the White Stripes didn't last all that long.
Okay.
Another band from Seattle that spawned another huge band I wish would just go away was Mother Love Bone. Mother Love Bone ended up being Pearl Jam because Andrew Wood killed himself on, you know, on his ride to death.
Well, if you're
going to
mention them, why don't you mention Temple of the Dog?
There you go. Well, that's another super group. They, you know, sometimes you think that scheduling. We can go into the Traveling Wilburys if you want to do that.
I was gonna say them.
I mean, they were cool, but they only made like what, two albums, maybe, you know.
Wait a minute, that is the idea of the podcast: bands that didn't make enough albums.
Nirvana didn't last that long for what, you know.
That's
a
good
little
point.
Thing about a death, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, only a heroin addict would blow his head off with buckshot. That's all I got to say. But go ahead, Keith. What else you got?
I still think Courtney killed him, but anyway.
I agree.
That's the next. That would. Hey, Keith, you and I should start a band called Courtney Killed Him.
Yeah.
Lily's not impressed.
It's rare to get impressed.
I mean, honestly, how many studio albums did original lineup of Guns N' Roses make? Three? And a cover album? I mean,
Wait, Appetite for Destruction. Use Your Illusion 1 and 2, so that's three. And Great Spaghetti, whatever. Great Spaghetti.
Yeah, it's all covers. It's all covers. I don't count that stuff, man. Just saying, that's, you know, that band wasn't around that long. Neither was an older band, Mott the Hoople.
Rich Darr. What's up, Rich Darr? How you been, buddy? I really appreciate you coming out to my show a couple weeks ago, buddy. Good to see you. Tim, Mike Szymanski. Rich Darr, guys, thanks for hanging out, man. Cool. Green Jelly. Do you guys know Green Jelly?
I do know Green Jelly.
Yeah, it was Danny Carey was a drummer in that band.
I like the song about the three little pigs.
Yes.
It's about the only song I know.
I'm telling you, dude, that crushes. When was the last time you listened to
that? Yeah, that's cool.
It's a great video, too.
That's, I never saw the video.
That's heavy and, like, awesome. Funny.
Yeah, anything Danny Carey's on cool with me, so, yeah.
What else? We got anything else, Keith? You got any any honorable mentions? Anything you want to mention before we get out of here?
Yeah, Mott the Hoople. You ever hear them?
I love Mott the Hoople.
How many records do they do?
I think like two, if that. Then Mick Ralph went off and, you know, did a little thing called Bad Company, and Ian Hunter left and did his thing. So
I want to give a shout out to a couple of things I did this week. I saw a very cool documentary about Mick Ralphs. Mick Ronson, not Mick Ralphs. Mick Ronson. Guitar player for David Bowie. Played on the Ziggy Stardust thing, you know, did all that stuff. And if you guys have Amazon Prime, they have a great series where they take an album and they in depth, like really, like probably more information that you want to know. Like tear the record apart and explore each song. So check that out. But if you don't have Amazon, if you get Amazon Prime, there's some great music documentaries. Check out the one about Mick Ronson. I always thought Mick Ronson was a very cool guitar player. It was great to get some more information about him. He was a skilled arranger, like he was, and he could score like orchestral stuff. And him and David Bowie produced the Lou Reed album with Walk on the Wild Side, which broke them, which after they did that, like, everybody wanted to work with them. So you guys might want to check that out. All right, guys. You got anything you want to plug before we get out of here today?
I'm going to just go ahead and plug my show, Hot Licks with Lily Six on Rock Rage Radio.
Hot Licks with Lily Six
for you all tonight. 6 p.m. Thursday nights. You can get the app on your phone for free or go to the website rockrageradio.com.
Or you can take it hot tonight.
Or you can just ignore Lou and listen to what I said.
Listen to what Lily say tonight. Learn about it. Get down.
And I'm going to go ahead and...
pray to the Lord Jesus.
No, I'm not going to do that. But I want to have you on my show next week, so stop acting like a loon.
Oh, that's going to be funny.
I'm going to be on Rock Rage Radio.
Oh, this is horse shit.
Sorry, Keith. While I'm there, we can do another thing.
Can I be another gray spot on that show, too?
No, we'll go live when I'm in New Orleans. How about that?
Oh, now we can do all that. Now we're talking.
And then we'll see you and hear you and everything.
Then I can just be my obnoxious self.
Jennifer Johnson mentioned Faith No More.
Jackson.
Jennifer Jackson. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
I love Jen.
Jen Jackson, if you're nasty. Who else is hanging out with
us? I think Faith No More had a few records, though. They just didn't, I don't think they were in succession. They kind of had breaks in between, but
yeah.
They were a cool band, but I think they put out more records than you think. Not to argue, but you know, just saying.
All right, guys, you've been listening to Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com is the website. Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus is what you've been listening to. And we've just been having entirely too much fun.
Well, we're changing that to the Lily Rock and Metal Circus now because he likes Limp Bizkit, and I don't agree with it.
I like Limp Bizkit. Limp Bizkit, yeah. Oh, you guys are fun, man. I just love this podcast. Lily V6 from Rock Rage Radio. Please go to, what's it, Rock Rage Radio, what?
RockRageRadio.com.
Check it out. Check out everything Lily does because she's totally fun and very cool.
I'm a great time.
Biatch, and I'm so glad we got to know her. Keith the Hawk Hawkins chugging like an entire gallon of Gallo wine with the screw top. Ernest and Julio Gallo, we will sell no wine. Before it's time.
Thunderbird, actually. Thunderbird. what's the word?
Wait a minute.
Thunderbird.
Wait a minute. If you're going to drink rock. Thunderbird, Keith, you got to do it from underneath a bridge. Sorry.
What's the word? Thunderbird. I got the bag on him still in the kitchen.
I really enjoy Keith.
Guys, you guys are the greatest. I love this podcast, Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Go to LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. I do tons of interviews. In fact, I didn't get the chance to tell you guys. Tomorrow, I'm interviewing... Texas Hippie Coalition.
Oh, I know. I've seen them.
Yeah, I'm interviewing them tomorrow.
They're fantastic.
They're a great band, and I'm really excited. I can't wait to meet those guys. So
yay.
It's going to be a lot of fun. But there's a lot of cool interviews. Nancy Wilson, all kind of cool people I've interviewed over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to check out Martin Barr from Jethro Tull. All kind of cool rockers. You guys want to check that out, LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Follow me on Facebook. When you follow me on Facebook, you get to see this live. Well, I don't know. Maybe
it's kind of no. You definitely want to see it live. It's way more fun.
It's a good time. We have a lot of fun. So
there's drinking. There's debauchery. There's smoking. There's shooting. It's all
no heroin.
Shooting what?
No heroin. None of that.
All right, we're gonna end the podcast. Keith, thank you so much for coming on tonight, buddy. I love you, man.
We're all good. You know, it's just. We're just living, we're talking music, and we're drinking. I mean, what else? It's like paradise.
That's all you
can
do.
We're doing all the things.
This must be just like living in paradise, as David Lee
Watson. It is, too.
All right, guys. LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. If you guys are interested in some, like, background stuff, you want to get in on some stuff that you can't get on the regular stuff, the deep stuff, go to LouLombardiMusic.com/... Inner Circle, LouLombardiMusic.com/Inner Circle. There's some cool behind the scenes stuff you can get. All kind of cool riffs and neat stuff. Stuff you don't know about. Bands you haven't heard about. More in depth stuff. Check it out. Keith and I are going to start doing hosting a Zoom call where we play an album. We sit around and drink. We talk about it. You guys can get in on it live.
That's going to suck, huh?
It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to check that out. So. We're going to end with a hippie. We're going to end with Texas Hippie Coalition. I think this is just a great band. This is Pissed Off Mad About It. Texas Hippie Coalition. Guys, rock on. Lily V6, Keith Hawkins, Lou Dini. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for hanging out with us. We love you guys.
Bye, guys.
Rock that shit.